menghadiri pertemuan di kantor pusat Perserikatan Bangsa-Bangsa di New York, Amerika Serikat, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull menjelaskan Australia sebagai sebuah bangsa imigran.
We invite 190,000 migrants each year to join our nation of 24 million. And our commitment to refugees is long-standing. Our humanitarian resettlement program dates back to 1947. This has made Australians truly global citizens, connected by family, culture, and language to people across the globe.
Dan dia menggambarkan kesatuan Australia dalam keragaman sebagai salah satu kekuatan besar negara.
This is not a recent development. As just one example, there is SBS, founded nearly 40 years ago, the public broadcaster, not only broadcasting in dozens of languages, but interpreting and celebrating our multicultural society and the values of mutual respect to the whole society. Diversity is an investment against marginalization and extremism. It helps our community unite rather than be divided. At a time when global concern around immigration and border control is rising, the need to build community support for migration has never been clearer.
PBB menyebut pertemuan tingkat tinggi tersebut memiliki tujuan untuk mencari solusi terhadap isu pengungsi dan krisis kemanusiaan yang semakin memburuk. Presiden Majelis Umum PBB, Peter Thomson, mengatakan bahwa dunia perlu bertindak bersama.
We are witnessing the worst humanitarian and refugee crisis since the Second World War. Millions are fleeing armed conflict and the brutal effects of war. Others are escaping violence, persecution, and systematic violations of their human rights. Some are uprooting their lives in response to the adverse effects of climate change and natural disasters. Others still are in search of opportunity and a better life for their children.
Menteri Luar Negeri Hungaria, Peter Siatu, mendesak para pemimpin yang hadir dalam pertemuan tersebut untuk menemukan pendekatan yang seimbang.
Instead of emotionally led and inspired debates, we should carry out a debate based on common sense and rationality. And we have to admit that migration is a largely security issue. And putting into consideration the size and dimension of the migratory flows around the world, I think there would be no debate about the fact that what we have been facing is a global security threat. In this case, we have to avoid hypocrisy, we have to avoid bashing and accusing each other, and we have to make a clear distinction between migrants and refugees.
Ia menyerukan apa yang disebutnya sebagai migrasi yang terkendali untuk mengatasi masalah, dan pendapat tersebut telah disetujui oleh Perdana Menteri Inggris Theresa May.
Of course, controlled, legal and safe migration benefits our economies, and there is nothing wrong with the desire to migrate for a better life. But the uncontrolled migration we see today is not in the interests of migrants who are exposed to danger, not in the interests of the countries they are leaving, traveling through, or seeking to reach, and not in the interests of refugees, for whom resources and popular support are reduced.
Australia telah dikritik oleh kelompok hak asasi manusia internasional, termasuk PBB, untuk kebijakan suaka yang menurut mereka melanggar hukum internasional. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull membela kebijakan perbatasan kontroversial pemerintahannya, mengatakan mereka telah membantu membendung imigrasi tidak teratur. Ia mengatakan masyarakat internasional dapat belajar dari Australia.
Addressing irregular migration through secure borders has been essential in creating the confidence that the government can manage migration in a way that mitigates risk and focuses humanitarian assistance on those who need it most.
Namun Perdana Menteri Yunani Alexis Tsipras berpendapat bahwa mengatasi penyebab perpindahan adalah langkah yang lebih penting. Yunani adalah titik masuk utama bagi pengungsi dan migran pada tahun lalu, ketika diperkirakan 1,3 juta orang mencapai Uni Eropa. Mr. Tsipras memperingatkan kegagalan untuk mencapai kesepakatan tentang masalah ini akan memiliki implikasi serius.
If we do not address the root causes of migration, if we do not accelerate the resettlement of refugees to countries around the world that can host them, we will fail. And what is worse, we will give space to nationalistic, xenophobic forces to show their face. For the first time since the Second World War, they will show their face.
Pertemuan pertama dengan fokus pada pengungsi dan migran tersebut berakhir dengan deklarasi oleh 193 negara anggota PBB yang menyerukan penghormatan terhadap hak asasi manusia para pengungsi. Meskipun tidak mengikat secara hukum, perjanjian menyerukan negara-negara yang dapat menampung untuk menyatukan kembali lebih banyak pengungsi untuk terus melanjuti proses penampungan. Pertemuan tersebut juga menyerukan bagi negara-negara maju untuk menyadari tanggung jawab mereka untuk menyediakan dana kemanusiaan dan berinvestasi dalam komunitas dengan jumlah pengungsi yang besar.